One for the other members, can you grab some juice, tea, any snack, water? We must start our meeting. Good morning, honorable members, officials of the department, and also South Africa State Theatrist with us today. I would like to say that the reason I'm chairing the meeting, if you can remember yesterday, the chairperson was saying in the meeting, and he even saw that that she was not well, and she was even attending the doctor where they actually put her off. But Lazarus was informing us as well that she will join us later in the meeting, although she's been put off by the doctor. And that's why I'm chairing this meeting now. In front of us is the agenda. Can I get the proposal to Dr. Jenner? Not on the air? Did the meeting agree? On the public, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to welcome the members of the, I think it is the last meeting for 2012, portfolio committee meeting for 2012. In this welcoming, I must say it was a long year. As members know of the portfolio committee, we were still in this the late last year and early this year. We were the first committee to come early to Parliament to dealing with the legislation. So everyone can actually put their hand on their own shoulders as members, and also the department, for the hard work that we've done. So that we've done that for the people of South Africa, but also for our kids, because we are dealing with South Africa Municipal. And that bill is dealing with the life of the people, because you must put languages center in everybody's life. So, and also on all the hard work the committee was done, and I want to put it in the welcome, because we're dealing with mostly the entities, and also quarterly with the department, quarterly report. And on the same note, I want to say thank you very much, DG, that the department did broke 2% under your leadership as a DG. Because you can't say, no, you are now new, you are now old, because there is progress. So, members, also, I want to make my opening remark. No, before I go there, I want to also to welcome the member, Daniels, in our portfolio committee. In Parliament, members are not visitors. We have right as member, and you have your obligation to attend any committee if you feel so, if you are free to feel so, to do so. Because you are elected by the people of South Africa. And therefore, you can also contribute in the portfolio committee if you feel so, or if you are trying to do so. Members, yesterday, Honourable Van der Berg raised the issue of the pennies who get lost. And what is the safety measures in the museums and so forth. He also made a statement in the House on the matter. But after the House adjourned, I went to my office, switched on my television, and then I saw on the news, listening, that they found some of those paintings in PE, I don't know, and some of them were not yet back. But I want also to thank the South Africa Police for the work they've done for the country, especially those whose paintings who actually do so. So I must really congratulate. And it's good, Honourable Van der Berg, that we make one and another alert about things happening in your country. So, something that I think we must have come to end this up.
Chair, no, it's very good news, because I heard over the radio this morning that they found all lost pictures, paintings. They found all of them.
I think when we were dealing finished with the South Africa State Theatre, I think maybe DG, if you will, maybe just give us a small information so that we can have the full information before we leave this venue. Yeah. On that note, members, the meeting is open. So I want to deal with the introduction of the members first, and then also the department, and then the theater. Honorable Muswana, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. My name is Paul Muswana. I'm hailing from Benin in South Africa. And I'm a member of this portfolio committee. I'm careful not to face the problem, because once you say people think you know something about it, the books have been thrown away. I'm from Benin, and it's in South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Ina
my name is Ina van Schalkwyk. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee representing the Democratic Alliance. Yes. And our books are safe. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Nikki van der Berg, member of this Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm the member of Catania in the Committee of Defense, the Joint Defense Center.
Linda Wimagun is my identity, a member of this committee. Thanks. I'm the Committee of Defense.
Maswe?
Yes. I come here to see the Lemswele. I lungulale committee. I'm called Mvela KwaZulu-Natal. Thank you.
My name is Linda Moss. I'm now the acting chairperson of today. I'm a member of, and the work of this committee. I'm a member of the ANC. Honest Chief, please.
Thanks, Chair. Firstly, introduce first the chairperson of the Council of the State Theatre, Ms. Nelly Tikayat, and she is with the CEO of the State Theatre, Mr. Quintin, Dr. Quintin Simpson. But they will do the presentation and they will go through the details. My name is Mr. Sokalba. I'm the Chief of Arts and Culture.
Morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Sakiwo Kiso. I'm with the Department of Arts and Culture, responsible for monitoring and evaluation. Thank you, and good governance.
Chairperson and Honourable Members, good morning. Gamos Chandra Honto. I'm the head of the Digital Office in the Arts and Culture. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning, Honourable Members and colleagues. My name is Gaurav Kasam, Office of the Deputy Minister.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Mike Rainey. I work in the Governance Unit of Portland.
Welcome, Mark. Didn't see you for a long time, but welcome in the beginning.
Hey, morning, Chair and members. My name is Sam Matlane. I'm the Parliamentary Liaison Officer of the Minister. Thank you.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Lodi Kralibibi, the Office of the DG.
Papa?
morning, everyone. My name is Achabulele Mtia.
Morning, honorable members, departmental officials. My name is Johnny Henry, and I'm the committee assistant.
Morning, members. My name is Veronica Diana. I'm the executive secretary for the Chosen.
Morning. My name is Nicholas Ramoga. I'm the coordinator to the committee.
Good morning. My name is Fiona Ketten. I'm the researcher for the committee.
My name is Malato. I'm the co-communication support for the committee.
Thank you very much. I think everyone that is interested in her or yourself or the... What's happening? Can you please introduce yourself? Although you're not going to Kenya.
Hi, I'm Tiffany and I'm from PMG. I'm just taking notes.
Thank you very much. Then we were dealing with apologies. There's apology of the chairperson with the book of sick leave and the daughter. And then we have the apology of Mamita. She's going for operation. And then we have apology of the minister. And also we have apology of the deputy minister. And honorable Claire is coming, he will join us because he just had to get out of the airport. So he will join in the portfolio committee. And that's the apology. Have you accepted, members? Who's fine?
Yeah, I move that accept all the apologies.
Then we move to the business of the day. But before we move into the business of the day, I'd like to say, remember, I bring my t-shirt of Bafana Bafana. I was wearing in the house today. I hope other members will also do so. And taking in your flag, your South Africa flag. They were speaking this morning of morning life about flag, which is very positive for response from the public of South Africa. On the east of the colors of the flag, they say it's the most beautiful flag in the country, or in the world, not in the country, in the world. So I hope members will really proudly be supporting South Africa in the house today, to wearing the t-shirt and putting the flag in front of you. Because Bafana is playing soon, I think it's tonight. Yeah, but anyhow, you must be observing a politician.
Sorry, Chairperson, if the service of the DNB is completed, because last night it was not looking very nice.
I was at a sport station. The presentation I will hand over to the chairperson. Is it the chairperson or the CEO will present, Mr. Emerson, to take us through the presentation of South Africa State here. Thanks very much.
Honourable Chairlady and Honourable Member, thank you very much on behalf of the State here. I want to thank you for the opportunity to present our annual report to you. I just wanted to make sure that you've all received a copy of our annual report. I will be referring to this report in my presentation. We've opted to keep our slides concise and streamlined so that we can refer to the detail and allow for discussions on issues raised by members. Today we'll be dealing with a number of issues through the presentation. We'll be talking to an overview of our annual report, vital statistics that came from the report. I'll be giving you a background of our business contained as per period under review, strategic performance statistics, operational indicators, human resource, highlights, information technology information, governance issues, as to the org general, our financial performance, and key focus areas for future. And then giving a conclusion on the our annual report. As to my previous comment, the report focuses on the audit period 2011 to 2012 and includes the background of the annual report, statistical information, findings of auditor general as to my previous comment, financial performance in key areas. I know it's your right to do so, but I'd also encourage you to stop me and ask a question when you feel there's a need for it. Vital statistics that can be found in the annual report deals with the issues of firstly, our budget for the period under review was 71 million rand, 7187. Our actual income amounted to 67,369,243. We generated our own income to an amount of 25 million, 37 million plus an additional 5 million came from the OPEX and PAYPEX grants from the DAC. We have a total number of 919 employees. We have 6 performance venues, of which only 5 operated during the period under review. And the reason why the one venue wasn't activated was because it's a niche venue and it speaks to Zener Theatre, and at the moment the State Theatre does not have a restaurant and therefore cannot offer catering services. We had a total of 580 performances and we had 139,000 people attending our shows. I just want to highlight a few summaries. The income we generated totaled 37% of our total income, our self-generated income, is 60% of the total grant and 67% of the OPEX component of the grant. With regards to our mandate, we completed the constitutional mandate of the DAC. The South African State Theatre vision is as follows. The South African State Theatre as a national flagship aspires to be a world leader in the performing arts. Although we have issues currently to position ourselves as a market leader, if you like, in South Africa, so the world is really a moment away, a few moments away. With regards to our mission, we want to identify, develop, and present the very best performing arts in the country. And that's done through a combination of our own productions and productions we team source or rent facilities out for. Provide programs which ensure self-generated income. As you would have picked up from my previous slide, we completely dependent on self-generated income. Provide opportunities for the development of emerging arts and practitioners. The state that by default competes with institutions like Wanty Casino, which are outside the framework of ownership of government, therefore needs to provide access because of the nature of its facility and the size thereof. Promote diversity and develop new audiences, and develop, maintain, and upgrade our unique theatre facilities. Our core values are celebration of excellence, opportunity and access, openness and integrity, freedom of expression and accountability. Honourable members, at this point I'm going to hand over to our chair to run you through the report.
Thank you, CEO. Good morning, honourable members of the board of committee. I'm just going to run through the chairperson's report. With regards to the financial results, the South African State Theatre has managed to meet its financial objectives and increase its self-generated income with further increases projected through to the year 2015. And systems and controls, systems updates are being made and controls put in place to monitor performance and to make continuous improvements. And then with regards to corporate governance, strengthening of corporate governance practices continues to be a key focus of the council and management. Both are confident that progress is being made and risks are identified and mitigated in a timely and efficient manner. The revised strategic plan for 2012 to 2015, we continue to periodically review the strategic plan and take actions consistent with meeting our core business objectives and responding to the changing business environment. Monitoring and measurement techniques are employed to ensure compliance with regulatory bodies and enable the state data to achieve its financial and strategic objectives for the 2012-2013 year. I will hand over back to the CEO.
Honourable members, I'm going to run you through a summary of my own report. I must just mention at this point in time that I wasn't employed by the state theater during the period under the review. I only started in May this year. So, but I think my report was good from the perspective that I still had a neutral point. At that point now I'm part of the state theater. I'm sure my report in the future will change. But as a starting point, our facility remains our income driver. And it does take a big part of our grant. That's for upgrade and maintenance purposes. With regards to our mandate obligations versus economic imperatives, you will pick up in the report that we have issues in generating self, increasing our self-generated income from the shows that we produce ourselves. Most of the money is coming into the state theater from productions, come from external providers. And the reason for that is we recently did research. Most patrons are not interested in developmental theater, basically because there's a challenge on the spend on entertainment funds for every family in this country. And so we need to find a way to merge our mandate obligations into what people want to see on our stages. The industry as a whole is challenged by pricing issues. Prices today is lower for opera tickets than it was 2 years ago, mainly because of the perception, of perceived perception. Also, the industry is now filled with private theaters, theaters that are more young in approach. I'm referring to that because they seem to be bringing in what people want to be see and what we refer to as bubblegum theater, you know, type of theater that will bring to the venues. Our funding is completely dependent on the AC, mainly dependent on the AC, because we failed in two regards. We failed to raise enough funding through sponsorship, as well as meet our own objectives with regards to self-generated income. Clean administration, this year we have a qualification on our audit report, to the Auditor General. I'll discuss it at the later side. Our immediate future speaks to increasing our self-generated income, increasing sponsorship through creating the right type of business to address the sponsorship issue. One of the things, for example, that we're doing now is to price our venue so that when we go out and seek sponsorship, that we can actually indicate to potential sponsors where their money will go and what exposure they will get for that money. And the other thing we're hoping to do is to clean up our administration through centralization of our procurement processes. And that will deal with the issues raised under the qualification. In our assisted report, as you know, this is our core business, we're not rental agents, as some people may think we are. We employed 509 actors, dancers, and technicians, and those would include skilled people as well as trainees. We had 580 performances in five venues. minus 39 attendances, patrons visiting our facility. The worrying issue with regards to the attendance figures is that we only managed to average an occupancy figure of 40%, which is low. Meaning that we don't break in on the shows that we present on our stages. We sold 124,000 tickets, of which 106,000 people actually used those tickets. We gave 49,000 tickets away as complimentary tickets, of which 32,000 people actually used the tickets. I did a quick calculation here, and I actually want to mention that 85% of people actually, of tickets sold, some tickets get used by patrons, while only 65% of tickets that we give away for free get used. And one therefore asks you, is free tickets the right way to fill up here? Because I've taken a principal position that it is not. Free tickets were basically aimed at meeting the standards of the obligations of a mandate, giving people access to the theatre, which not necessarily has access. But we now believe through specific drivers like schools, programs, and the like, that we rather create vehicles, and that those vehicles will generate the right type of tendencies, but also that we need to educate people to actually pay for these tickets. As opposed to giving it for free, we rather charge a relative fee to educate people that theater has value. So total, we sold and gave away tickets to the tune of 174,000. And we won 8 Naledi awards last year during the period under review. We have 6 theatres, of which 5 operated. The opera has a capacity of 1,300 seats. The drama theatre has got a capacity of 640 seats. The arena theatre has a capacity of 288 seats. The Randy with a capacity of 260 seats. The Momentum Theatre is got a capacity of 120 seats. This theatre is called the Momentum Theatre because during the golden days of South African State Theatre, Momentum sponsored the theatre. And the sponsorship is gone missing, but the name has remained. So we're hoping that the players will. Just out of interest, the opera theatre and the drama theatre are mainly used by external producers because of its size and technical ability. So even though we have competitors in the immediate surrounding area, Pretoria, they can't compete with the facility. Under the development program, we have 2 specific projects. One is called 52 Seasons. It's supported by National Lottery. It produced 7 productions, and it runs in the Momentum Theatre. One of the issues that we picked up now with the developed theatre is that we simply do not have the right type of engagement in the industry, meaning that there's no support from people within the industry as opposed to government institutions providing us with funds. We should be doing better on creating relationships around development work. And then we also have a project that is a fieldwork project that we do with the Tony University of Technology. Excuse me. Our strategic objectives are basically summarized. The detail is contained in the annual report, but we have referred to some of the drivers and I'll refer that in the annual report. Under key objectives, number 1, develop and maintain long-term partnerships. Our strategy is to create engagement with the corporate sector. We've been able to raise about 800,000 rand in sponsorship money. The challenge with that is not all that money, the total value of the sponsorship is not necessarily money. It sometimes refers to goods in kind, where an organization will give us something in return as opposed to giving us money. Our relationship with national and provincial and local government was partially achieved. We did not manage to do the upgrades to the building as we expected to do, mainly because there was some engagement with the Department of Infrastructure Development that didn't come through. Our relationship with the government, the DAC, was achieved. We have several big projects running now. In total, we got 13.1 million rand under the period of under review. Our relationship with the international embassies in Victoria, of which there are give or take 11, is on an ad hoc basis at the moment. The embassies are using our facility if and when they need it. There's no structural relationship, you know, that can be tangible in nature. We now are busy speaking to the city of Tswane and other potential investors to create an international festival. Key objective number two, increase diversity of our products. We talked to 34 in-house productions during the period under the review. We did 32 in the rendezvous program. And that program runs a multitude of genres. It runs comedy, poetry, different types of music, including rock. It's development in Asia is very important as we meet our objectives on that kind of item. We wanted to do 624 performance days, of which we only do 476. And that was mainly because of upgrades to the opera and the drama, which is our main income driver during January and February. We achieved our audience attendance figures. We went to 232, we've done 139. We employed 423 actors as opposed to 391. This figure that you have done would include the development actors in trainees. The increase of the variety of our audience speaks to two things. One is to develop new audiences. Secondly, to offer the right types of producers our venue so that the merger between outside producers and what we offer offers a completely diversified program. Firstly, we are active with regards to market segmentation. We wanted to attract LSM 2 to 6 community and school audiences. This was partially achieved, mainly because we don't have fixed programs that run schools and the like. We stated in the past that fixed school programs and had engagement with like-minded organizations, therefore could create its own audiences. At the moment, we completely aren't dependent on outside producers because we don't have specific audience development program, something that we rectified in the new year. We wanted to bring 10 productions from outside, and we managed to do 14. Key objective number four, promote enterprise culture, develop human capital skills. We trained all our middle level managers on various numbers of skills development issues, and we introduced performance management and appraisal structure. We want to, in 2014-15, we want to use the results of performance management to base it on future increases, salary increase on those results. Our self-generated income, as explained before, is something that is very close and key to us. We wanted to raise sponsorship to the tune of 8 million during the period under review. We only got 2 million. And the reason for that is the baseline figure was unrealistic because the income during the previous year was based on the World Cup. We didn't perform to the same levels. Our kilometre income is a separate property that's owned by State Theatre and managed. It used to be the old deco warehouse, and it's been turned into factory facilities. We have a number of tenants there, and our income there exceeded expectations. Our office block income, which is another key driver, dropped in income. We only managed to achieve 77% of our expectation there. And the reason for that is that we do provide offices to a number of people within the industry. If you're lucky enough to deal with companies in the industry, most of them will see poverty, and maybe it's affected. So we have issues with payment coming through. Our theater rental is at 93%, and that's once again due to the fact that we have maintenance in the early part of the year. We exceeded our function room expectations. Restaurants, we dropped. We didn't meet our target. We managed to do 90%. As indicated earlier, State Theater right now doesn't offer a complete attainment experience due to the lack of catering facilities, including a restaurant. That's something we're dealing with now. We're hoping to open a new restaurant from February next year. We excelled and exceeded our deco and costume hire expectations. The main issue that one needs to focus on when it comes to income is our ability to raise money from our own shows. We only managed to score 71% on that target. It's twofold. One is, the reason for that is twofold. We go into these productions with a very low expectation of turnover. The second thing is we don't deal with them as independent projects, therefore expecting them to make economical sense. That's something that we've changed now. Parking income, I've come to understand that a lot of people are very keen to see our performance on parking, especially become known as a parking theater. We managed to 98% of our expectations. In front of house is the limited catering and the fact we have, we excel expectations. On average we had 86% of our targets when it comes to income generation. Key objective number 6, develop and maintain our building. We got 13.21 million rand from DAC. We're busy with the upgrade of the stage facilities. We created the project to increase our parking capacity by 70 parking bays that started. We did health and safety audit. There are a number of issues when it comes to performance of the development and the maintenance of the building, but in general, the building is in good condition. Our big issue with regard to the building is that we scheduled maintenance 10 hours of 600 hours, and we doubled it. We spent 1,245 hours on maintenance of building. The building is old and requires substantial investment, and we therefore, the only thing that we can do as a state here is to increase our self-generated income, because the building will be the building, the main building. One of the other key objectives under this would be to reduce incidents of theft and injury on duty. We dropped, our target was 5, we only had 4, we had 4 theft items and we had 10 injuries on duty. That's something that's very close to us. Our next objective is to provide excellent customer care. There's a number of things we've done with this objective. One is we did tests with our patrons to see how they feel and how they do the state theater. We're communicating regularly with our patrons, but that's only for advertising purposes. The issues that I'm raising now can be found in the document. And the reason why we only scored a partial achievement on this is because our inability to consistently communicate with our clients and to ensure that we provide a complete entertainment experience. And until such time that we can get people to come in earlier, spend more money and stay longer, we cannot tick the box and say we've provided a full entertainment experience. Compliance with legislation, this is a big driver for us. As indicated earlier, we had a qualification on our audit report, and it's referred to two elements. One was accrual and creditor payments, and the second one was irregular payments. What's interesting is that in the previous financial year, the amount of irregular payments picked up by the Auditor General was higher than during the period under review. And yes, we did not get a qualification in the audit report, but we did get this year. And coming from an audit background myself, audit is a wonderful thing, but it's sometimes subjective in nature. But one of the things that did come up from the review that our procurement processes need to be centralized. There's a lot of weakness in the control environment around it. And therefore, one of the consequences would be that we do not pay our invoices in the right period due to the fact that our controls are not up to scratch during the period under review. Our compliance to various laws, the labor law, we managed to minimize our labor disputes. Staff training. Staff training is interesting at the state here because we have an aging workforce of 190 people. We have close to 40 people that are close to retirement. The issue that we're facing there is that a lot of those people don't really carry the required technical skills that we want to see in the state here. So we need to find a way to build extra capacity within the people that we have because the payroll may decrease, but still can stay where it is. But there will be additional burden on the people that we have. So we have to find a way to ensure that our people are properly trained. We provide for people that are going on retirement soon. We give them the right type of wellness care and like. Employee recognition, partially achieved. It's an internally driven process approved by the newly elected HR committee. We do have a union at the state, and the union is very straightforward in what it expects. It expects performance bonuses and the likes, and if you look at our current budget, you cannot apply for it. I'm mentioning that because I do not know if the informal recognition program that you're going to make a difference in the view that the union has of management. Next subject is to enhance cost efficiency. Cost efficiency is a number of supporting operational processes. We want to create software that allows us to manage our management information. The idea was to create a system that was not cheap. Performance information, we did submit our quarterly report to the JC. We had a vacuum in performance management because there was no specific skill to deal with it. We've now appointed a new performance manager will hopefully deal with the issues and improve our reporting. We have an interesting issue in the state called moonlighting. There was an instruction given or an intention to create a policy around it. Moonlight really means that because of your skill set, you appointed as a lighting engineer and an opportunity comes along for you to design the light. Incoming producer comes and he wants light design, then the same person then designs these lights and then charges an extra fee, selling what I call double the fee, selling your skills to incoming producers and making extra money during the same hours they get paid for. It's a complicated policy because it's difficult. It's, you know, my view is I come from a different world, so I don't have much sensitivity to this is something that we will have to continue debating. With regards to efficiency, we had a target to reduce our overtime to 608,000 rand. We did not achieve. The overtime was 800,000 rounded. That's for two reasons. The one is we have to pay our employees overtime rates to work for Saturdays and Sundays, yet incoming producers only start operating from Wednesday or Tuesday, if you like, and see Monday, Saturday and Sunday as part of the deal. We don't want to pay extra fees towards using our employees during those days. So we have to pay overtime because they use the facility during those days. I created a general report which basically says what types of genres did we investigate during the period under review? The significant ones were music at 27%. Festivals at 11%. And dramas at 27%. From the start, you can see we did not embed ourselves into opera, which we look to outside producers to buy the facility to create these items. And really just because of the cost of creating an opera, you need to invest a minimum of 4 million rand to put the opera up for a period of 2 weeks, if you like. So we look at these people. There are continuous discussions at CEO forums to see how we could potentially jointly amongst all the performing arts institutions create that type of offering for our patrons. Our research related two things, it deals with the genre report, and I didn't include because it's subsequent to the period under review, that the preference among black and white audiences is slightly different. Both black and white audiences are keen to go to music or concerts, but white audiences are more likely to visit the theater for opera and musicals, whereas black patrons are more likely to come for jazz and musicals. So our research indicated that also white audiences are less sensitive to pricing, whereas black audiences are. Both black and white audiences are not interested in development theatre, so you have to find a way to merge development theatre into experienced offerings. Our research also indicated that both black and white audiences are not coming into the theatre in their mouths at the moment because of the perception that there's no entertainment. You come for a show and you have to leave immediately thereafter. So that, I think that is a worthwhile experience. Our revenue, 36% of our income comes from our OPEX grant, 7% of our income comes from our CAPEX grant, and 56% of our income comes from operations and investments, 1%. Not really the other way around, but I think the other way around. The 56% comes from OPEX, 7% from CAPEX, 36% from our own income, and 1% from investment. Our expenditure, 46% is administrative in nature, which includes salaries. 13% is selling and distribution. 14% is other expenses. Our salary contributes a significant bit to our administration cost, and the reason for that, and there's also a big increase from the previous financial year into the year under review. One of the reasons for that is that previously the state theater booked or allocated production expenses to the production. I'm talking about the salaries and the likes. In the period under review, those costs were allocated to the salary book, the salary bill. Therefore, a significant increase. This graph indicates since 2006, 2011, 2012, our revenue dependent on the state grant. There was a big up in 2010 and 2011, and it's mainly because of the World Cup. In 2011-12, our self-generated income reduced to 25 million again. And these, there's two reasons for this. The one is we're not generating enough money from our own productions. And number two, we're not capitalizing on the opportunity to increase funds from other related engagements through, in the industry. Our expenditure, as you can see in 2011 and 12, the administration cost skyrocketed. That's due to the reason that I explained earlier. One, the allocation of salaries into the right codes. Secondly, utilities, ESCOM's increase in charge, you know, raised an additional 1 million rand unexpected funds, and there's another 1 million rand spent on out of budget spent on maintenance work. Our organic members, currently as is, we are undergoing a restructuring process to see how we can flatten it and improve efficiencies. This time next year, we hopefully our structure will be flattened more effective and efficient. It's made up of Chief Financial Officer, Marketing Director, who is a part-time employee, a Technical Director with lots of skills, been there for 20 years plus, 30 years, an artistic director who's been there 15 years plus. Our human resource strategy is to minimize productive disputes, comply with all related acts, introduce and manage efficient recruitment processes, improve internal communication, develop a learning culture, high level of skill and care in the administration, awards for good practice, transformation, staffing, of companies. Our employment equity graphs indicate that, you know, there's been an increase, insignificant increase in the number of people working for us. Most of our people are black people. We need to improve skills around good management to ensure there's sustainability in the future. Only issue with employment equity, we don't have any disabled people working for us. Now the issue of information technology, our focus areas are to acquire event program software that will allow us to improve our efficiency around the management of production. As part of this, we introduce a program office that will be utilizing the software. Another main thing that we're busy with regards to technology is to merge our financial system, ESCO, with our HR salary payment system into one, as per agreement with the Auditor General. And we've created new policies and governance around our IT environment. Safety of the employees are very basic. You'd be shocked if the absence of these controls, what type of information flows in our systems. Our governance, an audit report, the basis of our qualification, trade and other payables from exchange transactions, no system of control over recording of outstanding invoices at year end, and no reasonable assurance that all outstanding invoices have been approved and provided for. Irregular expenses, extended payments were made in contravention of supply chain management requirements amounting to 1.5 million rand. So we're adding to this, we suspended our CFO and we investigated the whole environment around our controls. We did it for two reasons. So one is there's been a substantial increase in the number of recurring findings since 2008 when we had our last qualification audit report. And we need to ensure that the environment is the nature that can be changed under his guidance. That process is still in process. what we've done in the interim is to centralize procurement. The statement of financial performance. Our budget for 2012 versus our actual, mainly the same. Our revenue from exchange concessions increase by give or take a million, and that's our self-generated income. Our investment income reduced. Non-exchange revenue recognized. That's the main item that caused the reduction or asked not to meet our budget. And that 5 million refers to CAPEX money that has been utilized within the financial year. Our administrative expenses, as I referred to, earlier, the wrong allocation of salaries in production, that was fixed in the during the period under review that increased in a substantial overspend, resulting in a substantial overspend. There's a shortfall of 5 million rand. This is due to the prior year error that was brought onto our balance sheet. The building for which we do not pay rent, the Auditor General was of the view that we need to bring the building onto our financials, which we did in 2010. Then that resulted in depreciation that was brought into the 2012 year, which resulted in the shortfall. It wasn't such an operational shortfall as a financial transaction. Under statement of financial positions, as you would see under non-current assets, the building is now part of our financials. It was brought into an assessment by an independent assessor. And the main thing for me is if one looks at this, our assets does exceed our liabilities, so we are good to pay. Statement of net change in net assets mainly refers to the bringing onto the books of the building. There you can see the depreciation under note 26. Basically what has happened is the building was brought in, depreciation was applied and that had an effect on the financials in 2012. Our cash flow position didn't change much. Once again, the only impact was the prior error. So the same thing, that we would do much better, but we didn't do much worse in 2012. The slide is still there. The key focus areas for us as a state here moving into the coming years is to clean up our administration to ensure that our processes have adequate controls, to ensure that we implement a program that's also based on federal need, not only on development needs, developmental needs, to improve our income from our own productions, to introduce a partnership approach when it comes to the development of the industry and of potential people in the industry, to introduce a rating system and a performance management system properly. The state does not have a grading system, so the adequacy in terms of how people are paid and that needs to be fixed. We want to introduce career development and introduce our own internal compliance management. In conclusion, I like to say as new CEO for 8 years that ample and opportunity and create facility and that will last for many years to come, to be celebrated and enjoyed by many of our members in our population, but also to create a business that's self-sustainable, that's not so reliant on state grants. Not indicating that we will be pursuing profit, but if we create the right types of drivers, we will be improving our contribution to development through self-generated income. Thank you.
Thank you very much, CEO. The ending is the same person as it is? No. Member Day is the presentation from the state and from the theater. As the member in our gate, Honorable Buswana, Honorable Daniels, in the forum.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the presentation. Actually, I want to go back to your mission statement and talk about two things which I think were very good, and I'm checking if we are following on three. The first one is from, actually, in your mission statement, you said a lot of things, but I'm interested in the fact that you are seeking to continue to develop your unique theater facilities. You continue to develop. And I'm talking about this thing happening in South Africa. We understand about funding, and that those are the people that are at most of the time gaining more than all the other people from the other province. But if you had a statement which say that you want to develop facilities, my understanding is that you must be thinking South Africa. You don't stick to a particular thing. Are you now getting a dream to have branches in all the provinces that are concerned? The second one is from your values also. Actually, we don't question values, we appreciate them. And I appreciate that, including the mission statement that I spoke about, I appreciate. So that you seek to learn, you are seeking to learn and improve. You left it at that, but making the best use of your resources. You want to make the best use. My argument is that it may not be easy to make the best use of resources if you are sticking to it's more than enough, it's in a big area called South Africa. And my question is, do you have a plan? I was trying to look through this, maybe I didn't do enough. Oh my God, I'll continue to do that. Do you have a plan to expand to every corner of South Africa? I know the state that the theater cannot be removed from where it is, but you can seek to have some branches or because there are people who can definitely get to that particular theater, but people who would like to have some links with the main theater, it's a good dream according to me. If you can come with them, that will make sure that we have branches that are doing something, and I think building up to the big event, and the big event being finally, you sometimes you tend to depend on one-off events. Like the soccer coming, the 2010 event. But not 2010 came once, it's not coming, but, you know, it came once, and it's good that many people took opportunity of it. We did, everybody did this. But perhaps it's good to depend on the provinces, because the provinces are here to stay. I don't think I make sense, but this is kind of, I think I, if you don't talk politically, we look at the philosophical beliefs, we see value. Because I believe that, I don't know how you can do it, but I think you have the mind, you have the you can do it better than me, you know. You can come up with something that will expand this thing. So, because there are people out there, people in the most rural areas. I don't like to call people rural poor, because there are very rich people these days in those rural areas. I feel that if you travel through rural areas these days, you don't know whether it's a township or what, things have changed. The past 18 years is not the same in this country. So that we are referring to wrong things all the time, because sometimes we don't even travel. What I'm saying is, can we not depend on a one-off event, but depend on our provinces? Because these provinces are interested. If go to schools and build something, if I didn't make sense, I'm sure you will make sense out of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alessandra.
Thank you, Chair. I also follow my colleague in welcoming the report by CEO. Chair, I will go straight, even though I'm not well versed with this area of work. I will go to the complimentary tickets that the CEO was talking to. And I'm assuming this is a business decision for you guys to give these complimentary tickets. And I just want to get a sense of what is your intended outcome when you give these complimentary tickets. Who do you give them to? And having observed that people are not taking full opportunity of using these complimentary tickets, what do you derive out of that? What is it that you could not be doing right, seeing that then people are not using the full opportunity of using these complimentary tickets? That would be the first question. The second, on the strategic objectives, I'm looking from the first strategic objective following the others. And again, I just want to make sense of your table there. While understanding the key objectives, I don't see an input, I see an output, and I don't see an outcome. Or maybe this does not apply in your area of focus, and then you'll forgive me for that. I'm just trying to understand. Take for instance, key objective number two. They are talking of increased diversity of products, and then you mention a strategy, and then you talk 132.181 audience attendance, and then on the actual performance you talk 139.224 attendance. Whilst there was no input that is realistic, that is practical, before you could come out with an output and ultimately with an outcome in other areas. I just want to make sense of that. I did say that I'm not that convicted with this area of work. And lastly, Chair, just a minute. And lastly, on the governance and audit report, the basis of the qualified opinion. This is very interesting. In the sense that, this entity has been running for so many years, Yes, I hear that the CFO has been suspended. But I would assume that like on sense in the irregular expenditure, you say there are no systems of control over irregular expenditure. I would assume or understand that when or before the CFO makes a payment, when he writes that check or that process, the CEO is an accounting officer, has the final word of that. Where the CEO when this was done, or when this has been happened, he just does not make sense to them. And I think yes, that's all. Thank you.
Chairperson, the Honourable Chitula has just arrived.
What is the significance of that? No, maybe I didn't maybe recognize it, but welcome, Honourable Speaker. I can see your friend, your brother, your colleague is missing you.
The last one standing.
No comment, sir.
Chairperson,
Let me express myself in the beginning that maybe the presentation was one of the difficult ones for me to follow. Unless otherwise. Let me start on page 4. I heard the presenter was talking about the budget, revenue, the grant funding, and so on, talking about something, set page 0. Saying, talking about 60%, it will mean that we'll have to sit and calculate now 60% from which figure. And before you get to the total employees that we have, you have got the grant funding, the revenue, the budget, and so on. So hence I'm talking about a very difficult one to follow the presentation. So can we, if possible, be privileged on those figures and even the percentage where that you cry from? The second aspect, my colleague has covered that about the tickets that, I mean the tickets that you sold, the complimentary tickets, the percentage thereof. And the question is raised by my colleague, who are those people that are getting complimentary tickets? What is the criteria that we are using to identify those you think need to get these complimentary tickets? My colleague has already made a question that I just want the emphasis on that also. The other one is that on the strategic objectives, page 16, we are talking about the strategy, the output. My question is just on the issue of that abbreviations, the LSM. Does not give me the sense of what is it all about, what are you talking about? Bearing in mind that you are hands-on with these kind of things, you may not be on the same par as member of parliament, because we only receive the message from you who is dealing with it on a daily basis. And I heard you touching something like, a performance bonus. As you say, you can't recall exactly whether you were indicating that the institution may not be in a position, or what have you been talking about? Because when I look, I didn't get to where you have been relating to in terms of your presentation. But you have been talking about the performance bonuses, which sometimes give people, good debates opportunity. Let's look again on page 33. We are looking about those abbreviations again. On top there, you indicate the years, one of the financial years, ACI and W, nobody will know except yourself. We don't get the sense of the abbreviation by ourselves unless you explain to us. And then page 34 again, you have shown that the African, the color, the Indian white. I'm trying to check if ever you do have, I wouldn't like to bother much about the number of or personnel in terms of being African, colored or Indian or whatever. Do you have in any way having people living with disability in your component, or you don't have? So if not, so good explanation might be needed, or any other explanation for you for your institution not to deal with it. The last one probably might be, I hope when we look into the IMAR report, we'll come across with something like the AIDS report, fully written. What did they find from your institution? but I failed to proceed it in here. But very little that you have indicated, in particular in page 6, qualified opinion. One is trying to find out and trying to raise questions like what has been the observation by the OCHG and the internal office, if you do have, in terms of the finances. My colleague has indicated that one CEO has been expelled or whatever, suspended, because he has seen some irregularities in terms of the finances. But the opinion of the Auditor General, what does it say in the emphasis now? I think once you talk about the finances, definitely in our annual report, we have to go through the Auditor General's report so that we can be able to follow it. Maybe there is a lot of some non-compliance with some acts, so many things that the AG should have revealed. So it's only you and your institutions who knows. Maybe with the department will not be in the position to know them. So can we be super privileged in a very short sentence indication to us so that we know exactly how far it is and if you are finances and so on and so on. Let me pause here just for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Is there any other name?
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the presentation, and I'm sorry that I arrived late. Mine is to just refer to the governance part, which I'm not very clear. Maybe it has been explained prior to the session. I'm looking actually, you know, on to page 9 where you talk to organizational management, yes, which is clear, on your annual report. But even there, there's nothing appears as to how do you govern, where is the board, where, you know, CEO, where does he or she report to, how is the governance on this sphere? Okay, that's one. Two, following the legislative mandate, which has to do with the Public Finance Management Act, which is written on page, that is under 3.1, mandate and role, I think I follow that. But, you know, when I double check, you know, something that is probably good and understandable or required, which has to do with the partnership that you are looking at and that you have confirmed with other stakeholders. I don't know if you call them stakeholders or so, but identifying the corporate, government levels, all levels of government, say, and others. But I'm just looking at how do you recognize the participation of the public into the whole, you know, program that you have. I don't even see any kind of partnership, especially when you have outlined those stakeholders that you targeted for partnership. And I understand that they will actually attend to any of your activity. But in terms of partnership, you know, I don't know how would they be still involved in your programs. And are you satisfied with their involvement, which is not clear yet? So basically it's that too. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Just for clarity for myself, am I correct if I say that 46% of the budget goes for salaries or for employees? That's how I understand it. I just want to know when I am correct. And then I think you said that there was not they have not been budgeted for performance bonuses. In other words, there is no performance bonuses paid to personnel. Is that correct? And then I hear that the CFO has been suspended, etc., etc. Now I want to know whether the senior officials like the CFO and the CEO, etc., etc., do they have performance agreements? Do they know what their targets should be? Because I'm sure you can't give a performance bonus without a performance agreement. Thank you, sir.
Honourable members, we must keep your question short because we cannot finish this meeting quarter past 12. The meeting is supposed to finish on about quarter past 1, but there is an emergency meeting from the majority party taking place at 12:30. So therefore, we will finish this meeting earlier. Secondly, we're supposed to break now for tea, but I will take the last hands before we break for tea, and after the tea break, you can respond to the person MCO. Masuri? I think those members who put up the hands now, Honorable Swana and Honorable Sankara, can they can get a second bite, and we come back to the second bite.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is short and sweet. I'd like to know why are the Indians not subject to employment equity program? What are you gonna do about this to have them employed? Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. I've got a broad background question for the CEO and also the dev person. You know, if we go back in the olden days, I'm not sure what was the cost of building the State Theatre in the 70s, but it was not a lot of money at that stage. But if you go back to history, we all know that there was a lot of criticism against the State Theatre about elitism and everything in the beginning of our democracy in 1994. And a lot of things changed in the theatre all over South Africa. And I just want to know, where are we standing now, CA? You just mentioned 508 performances. But I haven't got the idea of the titles. How many opera, how many this, how many that. And I think a very important thing that you have to answer today is, where are we standing now in the, let's call it the opening of the theatre to all the people? To attract people to the theatre, there was a lot of criticism in the apartheid years. It was only for the whites, the State Theatre cater, and not for the diverse audiences of South Africa. I want figures. Did you manage to open the theatre to all the people? And you referred to bubblegum theatre of some of the other private institutions. We all know they're making a lot of money. You can call it bubblegum as you wish, but they are getting people on the seats and they are making money. So you also have to make certain business decisions. You have to be popular sometimes to put something on the stage to attract people. Now and then you put something on the stage for the real connoisseurs of theatre. You have to cater for them also. But you have to cater for the broader the public and to penetrate all the different markets in South Africa. I think that's the That's part of the aim and the vision of the theater as being a part of, and you receive a lot of government grants. You have to manage that, let's be honest. So please give some more information on the titles, and so that we can get an idea what was on the stage, what was popular, what was not popular, and so forth. Because if I look at 508 performances, and there's 139,000 people attending, and subtract that complimentary tickets, there's not a lot of bums on the seats paying for the ticket. So that percentage is very low. As you said, 40%, and something has to be done. It's very easy to get some government grants, but somewhere it has to stop. A theater always need money from the state to fulfill its mandate. But if you can just give us some more background. Did we manage to make some differences from 1994 up till today to, I'm not saying popularize the theater, but to make the theater attractive to all the people, to the people staying in all the villages around Johannesburg, and to attract them to the, because that's also part of training, of schooling, and everything. You have to be attending the theater. It's part of growing up and developing your mind, and so on. Thank you.
Also get my bike in before it was very footy. I think I was tired when I was on the air to stop on the issue of for awareness campaign, especially where the theatre is integrated in that particular area. And also on that note, they were also assisting with nation building and cohesion. That people really feel they are part of South Africa on that particular entity. I really want to raise the concerns that the HE report is raising on the issue of the policies. I always say the PFSA is a clear policy. If you like it or not, if you follow the policy, that policy will really have your back on the issue of compliance. But also, the issue of the compliance in the regulations of this entity is a really worrying factor. The president is telling the department to pay the service providers in 30 days. There is even departments be called by the Ministry of the Presidency. They're receiving red letters to come to see the Presidency and come to explain why they're not paying their service providers in 30 days. Because we will really fail the SMMEs, the entrepreneurs, and those business people really to fast the economy in our country and creating jobs. Also, I want to reflect on the issue of leadership. I really want to know, as the chairperson of the council, how long, when will this council be appointed? Because the council is around to assist the organization to provide leadership. On the issue of the HR management, I mean, we must know if this organization have a skills policy, did they have a skills plan, did they do a skills audit, as the CEO was already saying, that they have a few pivotal people who are skills who are very long in this entity. Did those people transfer the skills to those who are not even long in that entity? Because Africa talk about skills shortage, and Africa also talk about skills transforming. I mean, when you transfer skills to those, because they will be the young ones who must take over as the CEOs in the future. Also, the only ever rate on the issue of fundraising according to the strategy to ensure that their entity is not over dependent to the state subsidy. I want to know, you're already saying what your plans are, but what is the time bend towards it so that we can overcome the shortage of funding in your entity? The issue of I refer this question to the DG. What is the department's plan to assess this entity to clean the international challenges? I mean, that one really. And Chairperson, CEO, also to accompany it. That CEO who are be dismissed, was there any disciplinary procedures would take place? And if so, what was the outcome of these disciplinary procedures? No one is bigger than the laws that I was saying in the beginning, the PFMA. If people were spending to fruitful expenditures, if expenditure was not authorized, that person must take back the money of the taxpayer. He or she is not bigger than the legislation of we as MPs must supposed to pay oversight role towards it. I mean, over a million rand is spent on or involved in irregular of members be or staff members be involved in irregular expenditures. What matters what this entity and the department put in place? I mean, last year 2011 when we had the annual reports of entities, there was the same thing that entities is not comply. This year the same entities is not comply. I really am curious to know what did this entity do before that it was not ready to receive an unqualified report? And what did it wrong that they receiving a qualified report? I'm really curious. What goes wrong that they really get this financial year a qualified report? Is it about leadership? Is it about skills? Is it about the policies or the measures that are not in place? And all those things that we can raise. Really, I'm not saying on the issue of the able people not being. I mean, we have now a department with the Minister of People with Disabilities. How can South Africa putting things in place and have a finger at the sword? I mean, it's not right. How can the previous president, who was so passionate on the issue of employment equity and social income for people with disability, we are going down with the target of employment of people with disability. And we as the woman really saying, yes, we want to reach the target of 50-50. Not just even within the leadership alone, but it's also 50-50 on the issue of employment equity. So we, if we as public reps not become serious, we were not getting seriousness from those who are implementing this. I want to break the peace. It's now 16 minutes past 11, so we can come back half past 11, and the CEO and the chairperson can respond. And the next time, please, those entities who didn't and we didn't receive unqualified reports must bring those people that you, if they can act to CFO or the marketing manager or whatever, they must come to the portfolio committee that we can getting the answers from them because they are the implementers. So I hope to see if you take note what I'm saying now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.